So as I'm rounding up tonight, as a woman, if you have to choose what to challenge, what do you want to challenge tonight? Do you want to challenge lack of direction in life? Where are you heading? Where will you be in the next 5 years? What plans do you have? If there's no plan, you need to challenge that. Where are you heading concerning the works of your hands? Where are you heading concerning your future plans? If you don't have any plan for the future, nobody will plan the future for you. Like I said, the choice is yours. So you can challenge lack of direction. And as from tonight, begin to document your direction and take deliberate action points towards achieving whatever you plan to achieve in life. Challenge gender inequality. We're all equal, like I said, before God. He's giving us the same wisdom, the same brain. We have the same education. We went to the same school. We're working in the same organization. We're doing the same business. So my husband can bring 100%. I'll bring 100% too, because I have what it takes. So don't look at yourself like a second-class citizen. You are not. In fact, we women are more intuitive than men. Whatever you tell our men, if they don't listen, they come back to say, and you said it. So the Lord has imputed more gifts inside of us. So don't see yourself as if we are unequal. We are equal before God. God would not say it was a woman that asked and a man asked, let me answer a man before a woman. No, we are all the same. So you can affect destiny. We are all the same. You can fulfill destiny. We are all the same. You can challenge paradigm. We are all the same. You can remove yourself from what you don't want. So choose the challenge. We are all equal. The next one I'll talk about, again, is competition, because most times a lot of us women compete with each other. We compete with clothes, with shoes, with car, with whatever. There's no need to compete. Please, if you want to have 10 cars, good for you. They are not assets, they are liabilities. And once you park them and you don't use them, as you continue to use them, you continue to spend money. And as you continue not to use them, you continue to spend money. So there's no need to compete. Don't say they have one house, we have three. No. The sky is big for all of us. We can fly. We can fly. We can explore and not touch each other. So don't compete. Because if you compete, you will not be pursuing what God have for you. God may have something bigger for you, and you are competing with something very small. So there's no need to compete. Challenge competition. Challenge competition, like I said, challenge it. Another thing to challenge, no support. Women, because we compete with each other, we don't support each other. That's one of the gimmicks of the enemy. Supporting someone does not mean they will come and take your position or they will take your business. Support them. The God, you know, that rewards, that sees your heart and the genuineness of your heart, will reward you as you want others to be better. The Lord will make you better. Help them. Show them what to do if they don't know what to do. Guide them. Provide that support. We women, we need to support each other. We at times, we don't even celebrate one another. Let's celebrate ourselves. If a woman has done something well, don't say, what about me? Because your time is coming. When you celebrate others, your day of celebration too will come. So let's, you know, challenge lack of celebration or lack feeling bad that why not me? The way God has destined it, your own will come when God says it's time. The Bible says he makes all things beautiful in his time. So let's challenge that. No future plans. Women, we need to challenge this. No future plan. Or let my husband do the planning. No. Plan it with him. And if you don't have a husband, plan it with God. We must have future plans. What do I want to do? What will, you know, what plans do I have? How do I get there? What do I need to do? You must have plans. No passion. Some women don't even, no focus, no direction, no passion. They are just moving with the tide. That's not good. Those are things we need to challenge tonight. No passion. No passion about life. No passion about what you are doing. No passion about what you want to do. You must have passion. Because if someone has passion selling tomatoes, You have passion, the way you advertise, people will come and buy from you and leave others. So you need to be passionate about whatever you are doing. And no savings. It's not good for women not to have savings because of rainy day. And rainy day can actually happen at any time. So don't eat with everything. That's critical. Don't use everything for ashwebi and shoes. You must have savings. Think of tomorrow. You must invest. I used to save, but I was not a risk taker. So for so many years, I kept money in fixed deposit, which was giving me 4 or 5% interest. And I didn't know there was any investment called treasury bill, which was giving people 11, 12, 15%. And the day my eyes opened, I just wrote my banker and told her to move my money to treasury bill. And he said, "Oh, we'll miss you." I said, "My friend, stop that nonsense." I had lost a lot that I should have gained over the years because I didn't know about treasury bill. Bankers will not tell you. So you actually have to educate yourself and ask questions and go online and see what you need to do. God has put everything inside of us. So we must challenge. If anything you don't challenge, you cannot change. And that's why this year's International Women's Day is critical. Anything we don't challenge in our lives cannot change. Because when we challenge, that's when change happens. So God is waiting for you and I for change to happen, but he wants us to challenge. We have a critical role to play, and that role must take place when we challenge. So challenge all those negativity tonight. Begin tonight. Document what you are challenging and document what you really want to see. And I'm sure by the time we're discussing again in the next few months, we will have testimonies to share of various achievements because it's been documented and you have plans to be able to achieve them and you've been working towards them. I want to appreciate the administrator once again for this wonderful opportunity to be able to discuss with women, to be able to discuss, choose to challenge. Women, we are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. You are a person. You are critical. The Lord loves you. The Lord had put everything inside of us to be able to challenge what you don't want so that change can come. Once again, I'm grateful. Thank you everyone for your time. God bless all of us.